Hey, this is Bass Fan Tipped Off Radio, and this is Burke White from Guideline Polarized Eye Gear. And I'm going to give you a couple tips as how to determine what is a quality pair of polarized sunglasses out there. If you folks are in need of a new pair of fishing glasses come this spring, or heck, even right now, a couple things to keep in mind when you're searching through all the available brands and series and different products out there. Let's talk lenses, because that's what it's all about. Lenses are important. Lens tints are critical, though, for fishing. One thing to keep in mind is the type of fishing you're going to be doing, as well as the conditions, the weather. Is it bright when you normally fish? Is it darker when you normally fish? Are you sight fishing for your fish? All of this relates to lens tints. So make sure that the type of product you're looking into has a broad selection of lens tints that are going to work well for your fishing environment. Lens material, next, is an important issue as well. Now, polycarbonate is probably the best way to go. Glass is good, but it's a little heavy, and glass can also shatter. Polycarbonate, on the other hand, is much lighter in weight, and it's shatterproof. So bugs at 60-mile-an-hour bass boats, well, they're going to bounce right off, as well as maybe crank baits or bullet weights springing back at you off of snags. That's something important to consider. Obviously, you got to have 100% UV protection, and if it's polarized, your lens should also remove a high percentage of reflected glare. Make sure it's above 99% for that. As far as different types of lenses, going away from tints, there are some other important lenses out there that might be available for you. Photochromic, that's something to look to. It's a newer technology, and it's a light-adjusting lens. Depending on the UV lighting, how much sunlight's out there, your lens is actually going to lighten or darken depending. What that means is that essentially if you get a good photochromic lens, it's an all-day lens. Wear it from the morning till the evening. Other options for you, if you need a little visual love, you might opt for some bifocals. Look for quality bifocals out there. If you are going to get a bifocal, make sure that the magnifying component doesn't get in the way of your field of vision. Now, nothing worse than stumbling into boats or onto docks. You want to make sure that is down, low, and out of the way until you need it. Finally, though, another option for you. If you can't buy glasses off the rack and you need prescription, you might want to peek into a pair of personal prescription polarized fishing glasses. Companies out there can make them. Guideline Eye Gear, heck, we make all the stuff I'm talking about. And a quality pair of prescription polarized glasses used to cost a heck of a lot of money. We offer them for about $130 and up, so keep that in mind. Finally, frames. Frames are important, too. You want to make sure they're going to fit and protect you from sun and wind on the sides, as well as just be comfortable all day. And let's face it, looking good's a good thing, too. There's nothing wrong with either pre- or post-fishing, making sure you're looking good in your shade. So find a pair, a frame style that fits you, looks good. Make sure you got a quality lens in there with the right tint for your style of fishing. And just be aware that there's some great values out there, and certainly Guideline is an example of that. You don't have to spend an arm and a leg to get a quality pair of polarized sunglasses today. This is Bass Fan Army Radio. You've been tipped off.